Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Control of our borders.
AI. Little green men.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
That's right. Call now. 877-975-9825 for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And just a quick What's Bugging You. Traffic can be bugging some people, Greg.
Yeah, if you're in Ocala right now, I got an accident. We're talking about 40, and this is going to be south of West 328. Primarily, it is the north and west lanes that are really slowed down, but that is a huge backup. So, again, I would try to avoid that area for a while if you can.
Fantastic. All right, you ready? What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. And, Chris, what's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is on Saturday, I drove 3.5 hours one way to pick up a very rare Winchester rifle at a shop. We put the background in 3 hours before the shop closed. It did not come back in time, and it wound up being a wasted trip. This is the third time in a couple years that I've had this happen. Florida needs to dump FDLE as a background service and just use NICS, which, as anybody who buys firearms knows, would save you the $5 anyway.
Yeah.
Wow, 3 hours.
I've had that happen a few times, and then other times, like 5 minutes, lickety-split, done.
Yeah. Like, it depends on whose desk it gets on, you know? Seriously.
I guess.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's still frustrating.
Let's go to Linda. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is those of us who do not live in California are going to have to pay for gruesome Newsom's negligence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any federal dollars, FEMA dollars that are used, we're all going to share in that. You wonder how much infrastructure rebuilding will be at a cost that everybody is going to have to absorb. Yeah, and it is sad. Look, maybe we couldn't stop every fire all the time, but certainly they could have done a much better job if they had cleaned the forest floor as much as they could, if they had certain setbacks in action. Oh, and maybe a reservoir that has water in it.
Oh, you're so demanding.
I think that could help.
You are
I really do.
So demanding.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I can't find guinea pig fillets online.
you guys
got any help with that? God bless America.
God bless you. Yeah, no, can't help you with the guinea pigs.
Yeah, it's based on that story we did yesterday of the fireman that rescued the 6 guinea pigs in an apartment fire. And, of course, you know Bob, he had to take it down a road. And anyway, it involved eating them, I believe.
And well, there's a lot of cultures eat a lot of different things.
And I think I did mention that there are cultures that do eat guinea pigs. So just not here.
But not a New Guinea.
Not here, Jeff.
Look, not a New Guinea. They eat people.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's called cannibalism.
Ooh, no, thank you.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob, what's bugging me is this, and it's from the top of the news hours about a few hours ago. Biden was giving himself this kind of self-congratulatory attaboy, pat himself on the back for all the cool things he's done during his administration. And one of the last things he said is, I'm one of the few presidents who's not handing off an Afghan war to the next president. But he conveniently skipped over how he gave away Bagram Air Force Base and hundreds of billions of U.S. weaponry to the Taliban or ISIS. And he conveniently glossed over the 13 soldiers who died in his panic evacuation. So that was bugging me.
Well, I watched most of it. I was just waiting for one truthful statement. So I ended up watching it for an extended period. It was, I'm like, who wrote this?
Mm-hmm. They have no concept of reality.
No, either. It was it was crazy.
And then he did that whole creepy thing there at the end.
Oh, yeah, and he started doing that close talk to the microphone and the smiling thing a little bit. And his whole face literally changed during the speech. He became a little bit more like, how do you say this in a nice way? I mean, you could see whatever he was utilizing as a performance-enhancing drug was kind of wearing off, and he was getting that real, that tight lip thing like the Joker. His face changes a little bit, gets somewhat contorted. And then when he walked off stage, he can barely walk, and I'm not exaggerating. It is so stiff. That's a neurological thing. It's tied to all the other neurological issues. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, he may not have left us with Afghanistan, but he left us with, what, two or three others, Ukraine and Israel and possibly China. But what's bugging me is the Lateral County Road Crew. Okay, so I know that everybody has seen these trucks driving really slow and dropping cones in the middle of the road, you know, for barriers. I think that's what they're doing when they're trying to fill potholes out there in Archer on 346. I think that they're just driving down the road slowly and just throwing shovelfuls of asphalt and hoping that they're going to land into a road, into a hole.
Sad. I hope that's not the case, but yeah, it seems like that sometimes, doesn't it? Good morning, Hollywood. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is, you know, we have rental houses, and we also flip houses, and I just had two tenants that I had to evict. Both are single moms. They just trashed our homes and cost me, you know, thousands of dollars in repairs and eviction costs. And, you know, I'm not pastoring anymore, but, you know, I really feel like part of my ministry is to provide beautiful, affordable housing for low-income families. And yet, man, it just, you know, you want to give a hand up, not a hand out. And it just breaks my heart. You know, I have one house that has a dad in the house. The rest are single moms with multiple children from multiple men. And it's just, anyway, breaks my heart. But I'll just keep doing what God's called me to do. So love you guys. God bless you. And God bless America.
Oh, you too, Hollywood. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you? Well, lost him. All right. On that note, that is sad. That's, look, I owned a property. It was our first home, and it became rental property when we moved. And it goes okay for a while. And then you run into a couple of things, and it just breaks your heart how people treat and mistreat things. And then they try to steal appliances. Anyway, it gets crazy. But hang in there, my friend Hollywood. All right. I'm sure there are plenty of people that do appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.